Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Seeing AI app from Microsoft. And in this demo, I'm going to take you through a bit of a general run through of the Seeing AI app itself and what it can do. But specifically, I really want to show you my favorite features in the app. So first of all, let me just start up the app by asking Siri to open it. Hey Siri, open Seeing AI.
Menu, button.
Okay, so we've got a menu. Now, I'm just going to flick through. I'm not going to bother dragging my finger around the screen because I'm too lazy. Flick through to the right using VoiceOver, of course, to get to the next control. So we've landed on the menu button.
Quick help button.
Quick help button.
Pause announcements button.
Pause announcements.
Channel. Product. Adjustable.
And channel is currently sitting on product, which is the barcode. The way to change the channels or the categories or the tabs, so I'm going to call it. I quite like the fact it calls it channels. If I flick down.
Document. No
We've
edges
got document,
visible.
And it says no edges visible because I'm not pointing the camera at anything. Flick down again.
Short text.
Short text, and that's for very quick automatic reading of text. If I flick
document.
Up, back to document reading, that's full-blown OCR reading for a document. So flick up again.
Product. Person.
Person, which is face recognition.
Currency preview.
Currency preview, which is for paper currency identification.
Scene preview.
Scene preview, which is object recognition, i.e. what's around you.
Color preview, white.
Color preview, and you can
gray.
Tell that tells what color things the camera's looking at.
Handwriting preview.
Handwriting preview for reading handwriting, and as to the scene preview and a few other one of these options, Microsoft does point out that they're experimental. The next one's going to make a tone sound because it's actually light detection, i.e. how bright it is in the room in general or looking at an actual light source. And of course, the higher the frequency, the brighter it is, the lower the frequency, the darker it is or the dimmer it is. So I flick up.
Light.
There's the light. Okay, I can tell that I'm sitting in a fairly dim room at the moment.
Handwriting preview.
Okay, I'll just flick back to handwriting preview. Let me just open up my blinds here. There we go. It's a really hot day here in Australia. Right, I'm going to flick up again, and this time I've got the camera pointing at the window.
Light.
Okay. A lot different, isn't it? So flick off it.
Handwriting preview.
And I'm going to go back and close my blinds. And now flick up again and see how bright it is now.
Light.
There you go. What's up right now? So let me flick back down to...
Color preview. Scene preview. Currency. Person. Product. Document. Short text.
Short text. And of course, the nice thing about this app is that quick help is all context sensitive. So if I flick back to the left...
Pause announcement. Quick help.
And double tap on quick help.
Quick close. Button.
The close button to close the window. Flick to the right.
Short text. Heading. Hold the camera over some text to have it automatically read to you. As new text comes into view, it will also be read out loud. While reading out loud, Seeing AI may start again from the beginning if the camera captures a clearer image of the text. Play the video tutorial.
And
Link.
That's it. And if you wanted to play the video tutorial, then I'll just do it on this one. I won't bother doing the rest of them. So double tap on that.
Play the video tutorial. Link. Back. Video. Double tap to toggle controls.
Read text around you with Seeing AI.
The first Seeing AI channel is short text, and like the name suggests, we can use this for reading text in our environment. You'll be surprised just how many things have writing on, and Seeing AI can instantly read any, not handwriting, but any standard text. The ability for computers to read text using OCR has been around for many years, but what makes this unique is the way that it starts reading straight away.
Mm-hmm.
A simple example here. I have two envelopes for me and a colleague, but I don't know which is mine.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to take one of these envelopes and put it under the camera.
On your road, cowl.
Cool. So... as you heard, it said Anirudh Kaul, who is my colleague. So that's not my envelope. So just to make sure, let's also try the other one.
Saqib Sheikh.
Cool. Bad pronunciation, but yes, that's mine. Now that worked quite well. Sometimes, however, you may find that the app doesn't read all the text. That might be because you're off to the side or a bit too close. So you should try moving the phone around until you get all the text in view.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this works best for short amounts of text, where it can all be in view at once. If you want to read a whole document, then we have a different channel for that. And talking of documents, I wonder what's inside the envelope.
Microsoft logo appears.
Close. Button.
So that's really excellent help, both the text and the video demo explanation of the function. And we're back to
short text. Heading.
The actual screen that started the video playing about the explanation of the short text channel function. So flip back to left.
Close. Button.
Double tap on close.
Menu. Button.
And
option.
Flicking through again.
Quick help. Pause announcement. Channel. Short text. Adjustable.
And flick up.
Document.
So on document.
Pause
flick
announcements.
Off. Pause
button.
Announcements.
Take picture. Quick help.
And let's
button.
Double tap on quick help to get
back.
Some quick help.
Button.
And run the back button. And I can also use the two-finger scrub on these screens too. So I'll do it on this one when we finish reading about the document channel. So flick to the right.
Document. Heading. Hold the camera over a printed page to capture it. After the text has been recognized, you can use voiceover commands to navigate it. Seeing AI will guide you with camera placement until all edges of a document are visible and the photo is taken. Make the necessary adjustments until you hear hold steady. A good technique is to place the camera in the center of the page and slowly move it away, making slight adjustments.
Which is a very good tip.
This channel works best when there's a high contrast between the page and the background, like a white document on a dark surface.
Yep.
Play the video tutorial.
And here we are with the play the video tutorial for the document channel. So let's try a two-finger scrub this time to go back.
Menu.
Beautiful.
Button.
Now, of course, if I wanted to go straight to the channel area without actually flicking through, I can just touch above my home button.
Channel. Document.
Since I'm
adjustable.
Still using an iPhone
bottom and
8.
Left edge is not visible.
And flick up.
Product.
And here's the product. Flick to the left.
Pause announcements.
Pause
button.
Announcements.
Quick help. Button.
Quick help. And let's double tap on quick help again.
Close. Button.
There's our famous close button. Flick to the right.
Product. Heading.
Product is the heading, the name of the channel.
Hold the camera over a barcode to hear the product name. Seeing AI will guide you with the camera placement until a barcode is detected.
The bus is going to play a beeping sound, and this works amazingly well, which I'll show you shortly.
Bullet. List start. Move the phone over the product until you hear beeps that indicate a barcode is nearby.
Which is just
starting farther away and slowly moving the phone closer works best.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet. The faster the beeps, the closer you are to the barcode. Bullet. When a barcode is detected, seeing AI will say the product name. Bullet. If additional information about the product is available, the more info button will be available. List end. Note, this channel is not available if running iOS 10 on an iPhone 5, 5C, or earlier.
So that points out where it won't work on what iOS systems.
Play the video tutorial.
And here we are, video link to listen to a demo of the product identification working. All right, so two-finger scrub.
Menu.
Touch
button.
The bottom of my screen.
Channel. Product. Adjustable.
Click up.
Person.
And here's person. Flick to the left.
Pause announcements. Take picture. Button.
Take picture button.
Quick help.
Quick help.
Button.
Double tap on quick help.
Close. Button.
This app is so consistently laid out, it's absolutely lovely to navigate.
Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Person. Heading.
Person is the heading, name of the channel.
Scan your surroundings to find out how many people are around you, how close they are, and their facial expressions. If you've taught the app to recognize a particular person, their name will be announced when they come into view. You can teach Seeing AI to recognize someone by selecting face recognition in the menu.
Okay, so this is just general persons in the room. And to teach it a person's face, you use the face recognition in the menu. And I'll show you where to get to that in a minute.
Seeing AI will also tell you the position of each face it detects, which can be helpful for centering a person in the camera's view when taking a photo. After taking a photo, Seeing AI will give you an estimate of the person's facial characteristics and expressions. Play the video tutorial, Ling.
And there's play the video tutorial again. All right, so two-finger scrub.
Menu. Button. Channel. Person.
Okay, and another flick up.
Currency preview.
Currency preview. Flick to the left.
Recognizing. U.S. dollars. Button.
Recognizing U.S. dollars, and you can double tap on that and select a currency. Flicking back to the left.
Pause announcements. Button.
Pause announcements.
Quick help. Button.
And here's our good old quick help again. Double tap.
Back. Button. Currency.
To the right.
Heading. This is an experimental channel, so please use caution. Currency recognition isn't always correct. Have someone you trust confirm a note's value. Hold the camera over a single note to hear the estimated value. Use the button on the main screen to select which currency should be recognized. Let us know if you wish to recognize a currency that isn't listed. More will be added over time.
And of course, you can send feedback inside the app itself.
Please note, Seeing AI will not differentiate between real and counterfeit currency. Play the video tutorial. Ling.
Okay, so two-finger scrub again.
Menu. Button.
And flick the
quick
right.
Help. Pause announcement. Recognizing. U.S. Channel. Currency preview.
Channel adjustable. Is currency preview at the moment, so flicking up.
Scene preview.
Scene preview, flicking back to the left.
Take picture. Button. Quick help.
Take picture, button. Quick help. Double tap on that.
Back. Button.
And flick to the right.
Scene. Heading. This channel features the latest artificial intelligence for describing an overall scene. This work is still experimental, so please use caution. Take a photo and hear a description of the scene it captured. Scene recognition isn't always correct. To help us improve it, please send us your feedback. Play the video tutorial. Link.
Okay, so again, it's saying use with caution, and it is experimental. Two finger scrub.
Menu.
So, quick if help. I
take, picture.
Take a picture of my room I'm currently sitting in, let me look at the other end of the room here. Take a picture.
Take picture. Processing. A room with a couch and a chair.
There we go. A room with a couch and a chair, and it's actually quite accurate. So flick back to the left.
Close. Button.
And double tap on close. Could menu. Do two finger scrub in it too. So touch the board's bottom of the screen.
Channel. Scene preview.
And adjustable.
Color preview. Grey.
Okay, and this is color preview, i.e. what the camera's looking green. At for color identification. Flicking back to the left.
Pause announcements. Quick help. Button.
And double tap. Now you tell that there's no take picture there because color identification is automatic. So double tap on that.
Close.
Quick help.
Button.
Flick to the right.
Color. Heading. Use this channel to hear the perceived color of objects. Note that this may depend on several factors. Colors appear darker when there is less light, or if the object is in shadow, a white surface may appear slightly yellowish when the lights are on.
There's some good tips there. Now, this screen of this recording doesn't contain the video tutorial. So, two fingers going to come back out.
White.
So, it says white, so it's still detecting. So, quick help. Light.
Pause announcements. Channel. Color preview.
And flick up.
Handwriting preview.
Handwriting preview.
Take picture.
Take
button.
Picture.
Quick help.
Quick help.
Button. Close. Button.
Flicking to the right.
Handwriting. Heading. This experimental channel allows you to recognize handwritten text. Note that this channel requires the text to be the right way up.
So a good note there about handwriting. It needs to be the right way up to be identified. And I've heard some people that have actually played with this. And while this doesn't read all the handwriting text or print, you can gauge enough of it to work out what it's actually talking about, which is quite good. So two finger scrub.
Menu. Button. Quick help. Take picture. Channel. Handwriting preview.
And
adjustable.
Flick up.
Light.
And
pause announcements.
Tap on pause announcements to stop the camera from going. Flick to the left.
Quick help. Button.
Okay, double tap on quick help.
Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Light. Heading. Use this channel to detect the amount of light around you. The pitch of the tone is based on how much light your phone sees. The more light there is, the higher the pitch of the tone.
And as with the other few of these channels, there's no current video link to watch a tutorial. So two finger scrub again.
Menu. Button.
Flick to the right.
Quick help. Resume announcements. Channel. Light. Adjustable.
And I'm just going to flick down.
Handwriting pre. Color preview. Scene preview. Currency preview. Person. Product.
And just leave it on product. I.e. barcode reading for the moment. The other thing we haven't tried is the menu. Now, of course, the menu.
Menu. Button.
Is at the top left-hand side of the screen, all right? So double tap on the menu.
Close. Button.
And I flick to the right.
Face recognition. Button.
There's the face recognition that was mentioned on getting the Seeing Eye app to recognize the face.
Help. Button.
Help.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Button. Settings.
Button. Settings.
About. Button.
About.
About.
And that's it.
Button.
So let's flick
set.
Back.
Feed. Help. Button.
Let me just double tap on the help button here.
Back. Button.
Flick to the right.
Help. Heading. Seeing AI. Heading level 1.
And this is an explanation of the whole app. So if I flick to the right again.
Seeing AI describes the people, text, and objects around you. Using your phone's camera, the app says what it sees. Seeing AI uses multiple channels to announce different information, such as reading text or describing faces. On some channels, Seeing AI will automatically read what it sees. Other times you may need to take a photo to get a description of the image. To help you position your phone for the best results, Seeing AI can also describe where people or objects are in the camera's field of vision. This feature isn't available for all channels. Seeing AI is an ongoing research project. To help us to improve it, please send your feedback. Play the video tutorial. Link.
Can you play the video tutorial, which is an overview of the app?
Available channels.
Available
heading
channels.
Level 2. Carousel showing available channels. Image.
Carousel showing available channels.
Short text. Heading level 3.
Short text.
Hold the camera over some text
and
to have it
auto. And we won't go through the explanation of those. If I want to just go through the headings, I'm going to do a two-finger rotate.
Handwriting. Headings.
And flick down.
Document. Heading level 3.
The first one was short text. Document.
Product.
Product.
Heading level. Person.
Person.
Heading level 3. Teaching seeing AI to recognize someone. Heading level 4.
Teaching the seeing AI app to recognize someone. Now, I'm actually going to let this one read.
When using the person channel, face recognition can tell you who is near you. Instead of hearing one face near center, 4 feet away, you'll hear their name, John near center, 4 feet away. It's recommended that you ask people for permission before you train seeing AI to recognize them.
Absolutely.
To teach seeing AI to recognize a person's face, open face recognition in the menu. Take 3 photos of the person and enter their name. We suggest asking them to take the photos of themselves.
To get the person to take a photo of themselves 3 times, and then you label the person, which I did for myself.
By default, the front-facing camera is active when using face recognition. If you're taking photos of someone else, switch to the back-facing camera. Currency preview. Heading level 3.
Okay, there's the currency preview. Flicking down.
Scene preview. Heading level 3.
Scene preview.
Color preview. Heading level 3.
Color preview.
Handwriting preview. Heading level 3.
Handwriting preview.
Light. Heading level 3.
Light detection.
Use seeing AI with other apps.
Use seeing AI app with other apps.
Seeing AI can also recognize and describe photos from other apps like Mail, Photos, and Twitter. Just share the photo and select recognize with seeing AI from the list of actions. The first time you do this, you will have to enable this option by tapping on more in the bottom right corner and enabling seeing AI. Play the video tutorial. Link.
Okay, play the video tutorial.
Tips and tricks. Heading level 2.
Tips and tricks.
Bullet. List start. The larger the object, the further away you will need to be. The closer you are, the higher the quality. Bullet. The camera is located on the back of the phone, on the top right when the screen is towards you. For best results, keep the camera in the center of the object being captured. Bullet. Seeing AI works best in a well-lit environment. It will automatically turn on the flash if needed. Bullet. You can pause the live guidance by using the pause button on the main screen. Note, however, that the camera is still running, and thus using battery. Lock your phone if you won't be using the app for an extended period. List end.
Okay, so 2-finger scroll to go back.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Face recognition.
So button. Face recognition, we just double tap it and I'll just show you what it looks like.
Back. Recognizable people. Heading. Add. Button.
So you can add a person.
These people can be recognized. Heading.
And then these people can be recognized.
You, David. Actions
me.
Available.
And if I flick up.
Delete.
I can delete it.
Activate.
Or I can activate
default.
It.
Add.
I'll just flick back to the add button. If I add another person now, like it said in the instructions, it'll ask me to take a picture, or the person can take a picture of themselves 3 times, and then label it with the person's name. So what would then happen, back.
Button. Back. Button.
Double tap on back.
Menu. Button.
So if I do a 2-finger scrub.
Menu. Button.
And.
Channel. Scene
touch
preview.
Down the bottom.
Adjustable.
And flick down.
Person.
To person, and point the camera at my face. I'm using the back camera, so I turn the phone around.
You, David, near center 1 foot away.
There you go. You, David. Let me just finish off that main menu screen.
Menu.
So
button.
Double tap on the menu button.
Close. Face record. Help. Button.
So I've done face recognition. We've done help.
Feedback.
Double tap on feedback. Literally just gives you.
Cancel. 90%. New message. Heading.
A new message, which
Send.
Is actually
button.
Pre-filled. So I flick through.
See. Add con. 2. Seeing AI at Microsoft.com. Add contact. CC/DavidWood subject text field.
And you can pop in your
Double
subject.
Message body.
Pop
comma,
in your text.
25
that you want to
hyphens.
Say.
App version. OS version. Device model. iPhone 10.
And it gives you information
running.
About
yes.
your phone.
25 hyphens.
And what's currently running,
Sent
which is actually
iPhone.
Excellent. So let me just touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Cancel. Button.
And double tap on cancel.
Alert. Delete draft.
And
Button.
Double tap on delete draft. Touch
Close.
The top left hand
Button.
Side of my screen.
Close.
Flick to
Face
right.
recognition. Help, feedback, settings, button.
Settings, double tap on settings.
Settings, back, button.
Click to the right.
Settings, currency, button.
So you can set the default currency there by double tapping on that and bring up a window.
Configure 3D touch shortcuts, button.
Configure 3D touch shortcuts. Now, I'm actually going to show you this because this is actually quite nifty. What you can do is preset up to 4 context shortcuts on your 3D touch to bring up the options you want to go directly to when you launch the app. So I'll show you that at the end of this demo. So if I double tap on it for the
Configure
moment.
Back button.
And I flick through.
Configure shortcuts. Current 3D touch shortcuts.
So Heading. Current 3D touch shortcuts. And I've changed this slightly.
Short text. Actions available.
Okay, I've got short text.
Reorder short text.
I can reorder it.
Product.
Product barcode.
Reorder light.
Light detector.
Reorder light. Scene.
So scene detection.
Actions available. Reorder scene. These are the shortcuts currently available on the home screen. Press hard on the Seeing AI icon on the home screen and select an item to jump directly to the channel.
So
iOS
touch.
Limits the number of shortcuts on the home screen to 4.
Please write.
Available shortcuts.
And these are the available ones that I can put back in if I want to or change around.
Insert color. Button.
Insert color.
Color. Insert currency.
Insert button. Currency.
Currency. Insert document.
Insert button. Document.
Document. Insert handwriting.
Insert button. Handwriting.
Handwriting. Insert person.
Insert button. Person.
Person. Person.
And that's it for the moment. All right, so of course you could do a one-finger double tap on hold and drag the ones down from the top that you don't want in that menu, or double tap on the insert ones at the bottom to put them up the top. All right, so two-finger scroll to come back out.
Configure 3D touch shortcuts. Button.
And flick to the right.
Manage lighting. Switch button. On.
So manage lighting, either on or off. Flick to the right.
Seeing eye will automatically adjust the camera flash and torch based on lighting conditions.
Okay, so it will manage the flash and the torch based on lighting conditions. Flicking to the right.
Speech. Heading.
Speech heading.
Select voice. Button.
Select voice.
Speech rate. 50%.
And
adjustable.
Speech rate, which is a slider, currently 50%. And this pertains at the moment to the document reader. So independently of VoiceOver, you can actually get the system to read out a document via speech. So if I just
select voice. Button.
And double tap on
select
it.
Select back.
I flick through.
Select voice. Aaron.
So I've got Aaron.
Alex.
Alex.
Arthur.
Arthur.
Catherine.
Catherine.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Fred.
Fred.
Gordon.
Gordon.
Selected. Karen.
Karen is currently selected.
Martha.
Martha.
Moira.
Moira.
Nikki.
Nikki.
Oliver.
Oliver.
Oliver. Enhanced.
Oliver enhanced.
Samantha.
Samantha.
Susan.
Susan.
Susan. Enhanced.
Susan enhanced.
Tessa.
Tessa.
Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Enhanced.
Tom enhanced.
This setting will not affect VoiceOver users. Additional voices can be downloaded in the settings app. In general, greater than accessibility, greater than speech, greater than voices.
Okay, so basically it tells you where to download the voices from as well. All right, so I'm not going to change them at the moment. So two fingers scroll to come back out.
Select voice. Button.
Flick to the right.
Speech rate. 50%. Adjust speech for announcements. This setting will not affect VoiceOver users.
Adjust speech for announcements. This will not affect VoiceOver users. So two fingers scroll to come out. That's all that's in
close.
There.
Button.
And let's just
face,
see,
help,
double check
feedback,
the screen,
settings, about,
and that's
button,
it. So two-finger scrub.
Menu, button.
And we're back to the main Seeing AI app screen, which you normally get when you pop into the app. All right, let's do my favorite things to do with the apps. I have a few things out of my pantry that I've just picked up and put on my table here. So I'm going to pick up the first one, and it's a small round jar. I'm going to point the camera at it.
Processing. McCormick Ginger Ground Spice 25G.
Okay, so it's a spice. And you heard almost when I picked it up, the camera almost detected the barcode straight away because you heard the tone, and that's how fast it was. And I'm literally holding the phone, geez, probably about 6 inches, 18 centimeters away from the jar. So let me just show you the screen. Now, I'm just going to touch above my home button.
Share button.
And we've got a share button. Now, if I flick back to the left.
McCormick Ginger Ground Spice 25G.
That's what it located.
Close button.
And we've got a close button. Flip back to the right.
McCormick Ginger Grounds. Share. More info. Button.
And we've got a more info button. So let's see what happens when I double tap on more info.
Back. More info. Share. McCormick Ginger Grounds Spice 25G. Heading level 2. The dried ground rhizomes of Zingiber officinale Roscoe. Dosage / how to use usage tips. 1/4 teaspoons. Ground ginger equals 1 teaspoon. Grated fresh ginger iodiasis inverted question mark 1/2 add 1/4 teaspoons. The dried.
Okay, and I'll just stop it talking. So the more info, depending on the barcode has it, is really, really good. Two finger scrub.
Processing. Share. Button.
And two finger scrub again.
Menu.
And we're back
button.
To the main screen. Each time you take a barcode reading, the information about the barcode stays on the screen and you have to dismiss it before you try and read the next barcode. Otherwise, nothing will happen. The information about the previous barcode is just sitting on the screen for you to read. All right, so let's pick up this next one here. Whoop, not so fast.
Processing.
Jeez, that's quick. All right.
Anguria tonda piantine.
Another herb. Let me flick to the right.
Share. Got more info.
And let's double tap on... Oh, so this one doesn't have more info because it's currently dimmed. Two-finger scrub.
Menu button.
Okay, so I put that one over there. Let me try what's on this tin. So that was two jars. This is actually a round small tin. Camera pointing at tin, and I'm spinning it around this time, moving it further away.
Processing. Gravy can powder traditional.
Ah, powdered gravy. Two finger scrub.
Menu button.
All right, so let's put that one away. This is a 1 liter sort of cardboard container. And the problem with these cardboard containers with liquid in them is that in my pantry, I have two of these that are exactly the same, but one is chicken stock and one is soybean milk. And you can imagine if I put the stock in my lovely grinded coffee bean machine cup of coffee, it would taste fairly disgusting. But the problem is both of them are exactly the same as me just tapping the cardboard container on my desk here. Point the camera at this one.
Quick processing. Pilastra Avella Rossa.
Okay, so it actually read the barcode. If I flick to the right.
Share. More info. Dimmed.
Okay, I don't have more info. Now, that really didn't tell me, I guess, unless I know what it's talking about, what it is. So what I do in this case, this is why I wanted to show you the short text function.
Share.
If I
close
that window and touch down the bottom to the channel, flick back down to short text, pick up the cardboard container and point my camera at it.
Soy meal. Soy protein.
There we go.
Made from straight away, soy milk. Modified soy.
So with the ability of the short text and or the barcode reading function, I can literally find out what any product is most of the time. When I say most of the time, I mean about 99% of the time, what items are in my pantry, my freezer, anywhere else for that matter. So it's really, really, really fantastic. And I tend to leave it on either the short text function or the product channel, just because I find those ones are the most useful that I've found in any app so far on the iPhone and the iOS platform. So let me just exit the app.
See ya.
Because what I want to show you is that 3D short context function, where if you do a 3D touch, it'll bring up your preset shortcuts to go straight into that function in the Seeing AI app. So if I do a force touch on the Seeing AI app,
Seeing AI, short text, button.
And so here's my options. I've got short text that I've, and these are the ones I remember I've selected. Short text,
product, button, light,
button,
scene,
and
button.
Scene. And finally,
share Seeing AI, button.
Share Seeing AI. So if I
see light,
and
button.
Choose light detector,
light, menu, button.
There we go. I'm straight back into it.
Pause announcements, resume announcements.
Which is really, really handy. Exit the app again. That'll do for this demo of the Seeing AI app. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.